From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In a strong defense of his America First policies, President Trump told a gathering of business, global business, and political leaders the world will benefit from U.S. economic power.
When the United States grows, so does the world.
Gary Hufbauer, senior fellow of the Peterson Institute for International Economics, spoke with VOA about the speech Mr. Trump delivered to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
It was really a welcome speech that urged foreign business leaders to consider investing in America and doubted the strong features of the American economy, the labor force, the skills, and so forth. It was not at all confrontational.
However, in his remarks, President Trump stood his ground, saying Washington would, in his words, no longer turn a blind eye to unfair economic practices, including massive intellectual property theft, industrial subsidies, and pervasive state-led economic planning. Economists from both sides, left and right, had harsh words for Mr. Trump's bill, and they said it was tilted toward protectionism. U.S. Treasury announcing new sanctions against Russian, Ukrainian citizens involved in the Russian annexation of Crimea, barring them from doing business with Americans and freezing any assets they hold under U.S. jurisdiction. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says the United States will continue to hold the line and provide credible military options to diplomats working to re-escalate or de-escalate, that is, tensions on the Korean Peninsula and address Pyongyang's nuclear and missile threat. Mattis spoke alongside. This is VOA News.